This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Texas misery.
It's been really rough just to try to stay warm.
New immigration plan.
Two-tiered legalization system for millions of immigrants across the country.
Rover set to land on Mars.
We're going to be able to bring a piece of another planet back to Earth.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For some people in Texas, weary from winter storms, the power has come back on. But for yet another day, there are widespread outages with temperatures below freezing. CBS's Janet Shamlian tells us the lack of heat and water are an issue for millions, and now there are food shortages.
In Texas, it's a full-on humanitarian crisis.
This is worse than Harvey, and we lost everything.
Some desperate families using outdoor grills inside and running cars in garages to stay warm. Those choices contributing to at least 300 cases of carbon monoxide poisoning in Houston's Harris County. The Dandridge family has been without heat and lights with their 13-month-old son, Bobby.
All of our camping gear has really been what I've been able to use, and then I've been boiling pots of water.
Trevor Llewellyn's been trying to fix his grandmother's burst pipe, flooding the yard in freezing rain.
We can't get it unstuck, so this water is just coming out.
And this morning, no end in sight.
CBS's Omar Villafranca says fingers of blame for the crisis have been pointed at politicians and the power grid operator as natural gas generators, coal plants, and wind turbines have failed.
Much of the equipment has not been winterized, which can include using heaters and insulated pipes. That's something places like Minnesota do, and their wind turbines don't shut down in the cold. After a 2011 winter storm in Texas crippled power, a report recommended winterizing power sources. The recommendations were not followed.
Plenty of people in Texas need help. Dallas area plumber David Crow has only been able to handle so much.
So we've had over 2,200 calls come in the last 24 hours. We weren't preparing for it to be this high of a demand.
In Oklahoma, nurse Daniel Smith used his day off to go out in a tow truck and rescue stranded drivers.
Everybody getting stuck at intersections. Snow's just too deep. If you've ever been stuck out in the snow, you know it's miserable.
The freeze and power situation in Texas has affected oil production, and experts say that will likely mean a bump up in gasoline prices. The storm system that roared through the nation's midsection yesterday has still got some teeth. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Baradelli.
Ice in the Carolinas and into Virginia, and it's heavy snow in places like D.C. and Philly. That will spread north during the day today, and snow is going to fall heavy at times here in New York City throughout the day.
The bad weather is impacting COVID vaccine deliveries, and some centers that have been giving shots have had to close. CBS's Deborah Alfarone says it comes as vaccinations have been ramping up.
The U.S. is vaccinating an average of 1.7 million Americans per day, up from 1 million a day 1 month ago, putting President Biden on track to surpass his goal of 100 million shots in his first 100 days in office.
CBS's Cammie McCormick reports on vaccination reluctance in the U.S. military.
More than 30% of service members have declined to get the shots. The vaccinations are voluntary. Sailors on ships are more likely to get vaccinated, but there's concern about others, like Army soldiers. There are also worries about the military's deployment of National Guard troops to administer shots around the country and how many of them will have had the shots. Military leaders say they're working on better informing troops about the vaccines.
The pandemic is blamed for a plunge in life expectancy. The CDC says prior to last year, it was 78.8 years. Now it's 77.8 based on first half numbers from 2020, biggest drop since World War II. Well, the White House and congressional Democrats are set to unveil an immigration plan. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports it's a two-tier plan designed to give most undocumented people in this country a path to citizenship.
In the first one, there would be millions of farm workers, people here under temporary protected status from countries like El Salvador or Syria, and so-called dreamers, those undocumented immigrants who came here as children. They'd be eligible for green cards or lawful permanent residence. After 3 years, they'd be able to apply to become citizens. All other eligible unauthorized immigrants would be placed on an eight-year pathway to citizenship if they pay taxes and fees and pass a background check.
Washington State's hospital system spent $8 million on N95 protective masks that turned out to be fakes. Cassie Sauer, the CEO of the state's hospital system, says they look like the real thing.
They are really, really good fakes. They look, they fit, they breathe, they wear like a real 3M N95 mask.
Federal authorities say in recent weeks, more than 11 million counterfeit masks have been found across the country. It's believed they were made in China. 3M has launched legal action in more than 20 states. The Justice Department's investigating New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's coronavirus task force to determine whether data about nursing home deaths were manipulated. State lawmakers have threatened to strip Cuomo of some of his pandemic powers. Today, South Carolina's governor is expected to sign a bill that would ban nearly all abortions in the state. The state's House passed it yesterday. The law will kick up a court battle. Later today, a NASA rover is due to kick up some dust when it lands on Mars. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The seven-month-long trip of nearly 300 million miles is set to come to an end today on the Martian surface.
There are thousands of things that must go right.
Ray Baker is the flight system manager.
Every one of them must work perfectly. The separations, the rocket engines, everything must work perfectly.
The final moments are called the 7 minutes of terror, when the spacecraft will go from traveling 12,000 miles an hour to just around 2 miles an hour as it touches down. And if everything works, Perseverance will then begin the most ambitious search for Martian life. Art Thompson is part of the flight system team.
We have instruments that are sensitive enough that can actually detect if there was ever life on the surface of Mars.
And Perseverance is also equipped with a miniature helicopter that weighs just 4 pounds. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Serena Williams was stopped in her bid for a record-tying 24th tennis Grand Slam singles title in the semifinals of the Australian Open.
Even the first couple games, I played well, and even then I had so many opportunities and made too many mistakes there, and easy mistakes.
It was a straight sets loss to Naomi Osaka.
I was just really, like, nervous and scared, I think, in the beginning, and then I sort of eased my way into it.
She's on a 20-match winning streak and will face American Jennifer Brady in the final. A pop star is opening up about a near-fatal overdose.
Demi Lovato is speaking openly about her 2018 overdose.
It's just a little red wine, I'll be fine.
I've had so much to say over the past 2 years, wanting to set the record straight about what it was that happened.
In a trailer FYI, for her upcoming YouTube documentary, she admits she almost died.
I had 3 strokes. I had a heart attack. My doctors said that I had 5 to 10 more minutes.
The film details past heroin use and Lovato's constant struggle to stay sober. It debuts March 23rd. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Former Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow has announced his retirement from baseball. The 33-year-old minor league outfielder, who never found a consistent hitting stroke, was set to go to spring training with the New York Mets. He says he loved every minute of the journey. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert.
And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.